Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, brought to you by Zadda Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we're going to get some calls in here now. 713-780-3776. First, though, rest in peace, Justin Verlander, as he was destroyed last night.
Oh.
Well, and he's not dead per se, but he gave up. He just got woo. Isaac Paredes drove in 5 runs against Verlander, hit a couple of homers. Sorry. Are you seeing what the Rangers, are you seeing what Adolis Garcia's doing right now? 44 RBIs.
I know. He is
44 RBIs.
What's the closest is what, 36?
Adolis 37? Garcia. I'm just, listen, the Rangers are
Not your new Seattle.
Well, they're playing some good baseball.
Who's scarier, Rangers or Seattle?
Oh, Rangers right now. It's not even arguable.
Are you off Seattle?
Seattle's a B.I.
Justin Verlander, by the way, was booed. That was his debut.
Yeah.
It's his third outing since recovering from major strain that delayed his starting the season, blah, blah, blah. But he was not good, as John mentioned. And basically, the Astros curse continues. If you leave Houston, get ready to be terrible. How's Carlos Correa doing?
Carlos Correa.
How's Verlander doing?
Oh, wow. It's ugly right now.
Mm-hmm.
And even Yuli. Okay, we could stop with all the Yuli love.
Yuli's come back.
Slow it up. He's come back to Earth. June wants to get in here and talk about the draft. Hey, June.
Hey, good morning, guys. What a beautiful day to be a Texan, man. We finally have a coach. We finally have a quarterback. And I tell you what, everybody that disagreed about the Will Anderson pick is about to eat their words, but
June, hold on, real quick. Hold on 1 second. Did you see D'Amico Ryans throw out the first pitch?
Yes.
Did you actually see it?
I was actually there at the game. It was crazy.
Dude, he threw a strike. Did you see it, John?
No.
You couldn't feel confident about your football team now,
okay,
after watching D'Amico Ryans throw out the first pitch, then you – did you feel good when George Bush threw a strike?
I did.
It was even better.
Even better.
Even better. D'Amico's was even better.
Who's a better athlete, George Bush or D'Amico?
Well, D'Amico had a little cut action.
Except a lot of great athletes cannot throw a baseball, and D'Amico could.
D'Amico could.
Yep.
Even more confident.
Go ahead, June.
Yeah. Well, look, real quick, I'm gonna cook real quick for a little second.
Hold on a second. Right now is let them cook. It's 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock and it's
hold
time
on
to cook.
Before let's do this the right let us do this the right way. Thanks for reminding us, June. Hold on. It's time to cook.
Uh-oh.
Hold on. Here we go.
All right.
Hang on.
All right.
Hold on.
We gotta get your intro.
Just a second.
Here's your intro. We're gonna let June cook here. Right,
just
on
wait.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You ready?
Yes, sir. Let's go. All right, so check this out. I believe that the NBA is rigged, all right? I believe that the Spurs were gifted this pick by the NBA, but I'm also a firm believer that the last two teams standing was between the Charlotte Hornets and the Spurs. It was a coin flip, right? With MJ trying to sell the team, they said, man, how can we keep MJ and the relevance of Michael Jordan in the NBA, one? Or do we bring back the Spurs, which are, technically, good for the NBA when they're winning? So I think they decided, hey, you know what? We're going to keep Pop. Let's keep Pop around. You know, Jordan's going to leave. Let's give them another big man, and let's bring back San Antonio, right? So I firmly believe that that is the case. I firmly believe that that has happened. The biggest losers of the draft, Houston Rockets. Of course, we tanked. We wanted Vic. He's not coming. So this sets us up for a big offseason. We need to use that fourth pick and other resources that we have to go get Jaylen Brown, all right? And, again, I believe I called a few weeks earlier. This is going to set us up for, check this out, John, Bronny James. Yes, sir. We are bringing Bronny home. LeBron is coming. The ring is coming, all right? And that the next thing I want to bring up is Nikola Jokic already better, or is he a modern-day Tim Duncan? I'll shut up and I'll listen. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good morning.
I said, let him cook!
There's a lot of cooking he did.
There is. He brought
a lot of dishes.
He's cooking
several courses.
He was a conspiracy. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Tasting
guy?
Menu of cooking.
Yeah.
He had conspiracy theory. He had big man comparison. He had bring Bronny home, which apparently Houston is his home.
Do you really think that Adam Silver would be part of a conspiracy that would send Victor Wembanyama to San Antonio,
one of
the smaller markets in the
NBA? If June says it, I say
because, and oh, by the way, yeah, because they want San Antonio to be good against the Pop. Do you know what the ratings were when Tim Duncan
actually
and Tony
wasn't
Parker,
great?
It was awful. It was awful. It was the most boring basketball ever. So. I'm not buying any of that. The Rockets ain't getting Bronny. Okay, they're not bringing Bronny in.
They're going to bring him home.
Okay, home?
That's what he said.
Okay, bringing him
home? Bring Bronny home is what he said.
All right, June. I liked your better comments on Twitch. Okay, you should have come with that one. That would have been much better. Let's get, who's going to cook? Let's get Keith in here. Hey, Keith.
All right, guys, last 2 weeks, bad chef work. I picked the Bucks in seven, didn't cook. I picked the Knicks in seven, didn't cook. So this week, I'm going to cook. The Lakers will bench Jared Vanderbilt in the rotation and unlock Malik Beasley. That is the call. Maybe Troy Brown Jr. Lakers still in it. Nuggets in seven.
Let him cook now.
RJ didn't like that at all.
What's wrong? You don't want Malik Beasley?
Okay.
Loved him when they made the trade. He has been horrible since he's got here. Promised everybody on Instagram he's going to hit the shots when they matter most. Yeah, you're hitting the bench.
Stop already. Okay. You haven't been right yet on your cooking, on your basketball cooking.
Hey, you still have to keep. Look, let me ask you something. Mm-hmm. Do you hit a big shot if you don't take it?
Nope. Okay.
Let him cook now.
Well, yeah, actually, Jordan missed way more shots.
Yeah, Keith, let him cook now.
Keith ain't the Jordan to cook.
Keith is not stepping away. Keith is going to keep.
Keith is not Emerald.
He's the Allen Iverson. He's going to keep shooting.
Oh, he's going to keep shooting.
He's going to be a volume shooter.
He is every day.
He doesn't care about shooting percentage.
He and Julian are volume, our Iverson. Okay,
he's just going to be a volume shooter see what hits.
Iverson and James Harden, they're going to keep shooting. There's Julian. He wants to cook.
Julian said, I'm cooking.
I'm cooking. Charlie wants to cook. Let's get Charlie in here.
Hey, guys. All right. So for the cook, I feel like Jeremy Pena is already as good or if not better than Carlos Correa as a defensive shortstop. And then the Yankees, I predict they're going to get caught cheating maybe three more times. But Rob Manfred's not going to do anything about it all.
Okay. So you didn't say it with all that energy, but everything you said is true.
Now listen, when he made that play behind,
this is how many straight days are we going to see the Yankees cheat? Is this going to be like a hitting streak where it's going to go four straight days? How many straight days are the Yankees going to be allowed to cheat?
Herman got thrown out of the game
yesterday.
Last night.
A guy got thrown out.
Herman. Domingo Herman.
A known cheater, by the way.
Yeah, by the way, yeah, but he's a sticky stuff guy.
Sticky substance guy.
So they did it again. Now Judge homered and they beat Toronto, but they had a big controversy over where the third base coach stands. The Yankees in Toronto, they had a big deal about this, and he yelling at the other dugout. It's just ridiculous. Listen, those two teams don't like each other, but yeah, they are known cheaters. It's 2 days in a row now. How many more are we going to get the Yankees cheating before anybody in the national media speaks up and says something? It's about time the national media finally went after the biggest cheaters in the history of baseball, the New York Yankees. And as far as Peña goes, when he made that play behind second base yesterday, I thought there's another base hit, and here comes a run.
I don't want to say it out loud because Jackie could be listening, but I think, I mean.
Oh, well, this year, I don't even know if it's arguable. Carlos has sucked. Carlos has sucked.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about defensively.
Oh, defense.
I did not expect Jeremy to be. Look, he doesn't have Carlos's. Carlos has a special arm, but his range has been good. I mean, Jeremy Peña has been he's a good defense shortstop.
When he has played in he played in the Dominican League right before he got here, right?
You're talking about
Jeremy. He was their gold glover in that league before he came here.
Well, Carlos Correa is a gold glover in our heart anyway.
Yeah, no. Carlos Correa is a wonderful, excellent shortstop.
I mean, Carlos's range and arm and accuracy are just unparalleled. But Jeremy Peña, I know, JP.
Yeah.
He was winning like a quadruple crown.
So.
I would have had him for rookie of the year, but maybe I had a future ticket. But I would have, because look how well, Jeremy's not killing it at the plate right now. Exactly,
no, but
what's Rodriguez doing?
Listen, Julio Rodriguez sucked, and Carlos has sucked. Listen, the Astros are in good shape. The Astros made the right move. Big ups to the organization for pulling that rut. I mean, we continue to, you know, talk about the mistakes that have been made. They have made some wonderful, wonderful decisions. And that Jeremy Peña instead of Carlos Correa is definitely one of them. Greg wants to get in here and cook a little. Hey, Greg.
Yes. Hey, how you doing? How are you? Hey, I just want to chime in real quickly. You know, I'm a big hockey fan. Live in Chicago area, big Blackhawks fan. So I heard what Tempe, Arizona, the voters overwhelmingly voted down a new stadium for that Phoenix Coyotes. I'm thinking, man, that's definitely cleared the way for Houston here to inherit a hockey team. What do you guys, NHL hockey team, what do y'all think?
I'll be honest with you. I've seen the talk about Phoenix potentially leaving because they can't get a new arena. We've gone through this here in Houston with basketball. There's always the thought and the threat. But I think finding sustainable homes for the NHL is extremely important right now. Hockey's been on a little bit of an uptick, and I think I'll be honest, Houston's not the same as Dallas. I know Dallas immediately had the Stars come in, and they were an immediate winner. But I know people argue with me about this. I do not think Houston will support hockey.
Well, it doesn't matter what we think. I asked Tillman about it, and he didn't have a new stadium.
He ain't going to share a hockey stadium.
Well, and that's the thing is that the Toyota Center, and you got to build another one for him, and you're going to use tax dollars to do that. It ain't happening. And if Tillman ain't on board with it, I don't know that he sees it as a sustainable economic interest here.
You think Tillman would need to buy it?
Tillman would need to bring it here. Yeah.
Well, then you'd have to have Phoenix ownership sell. I mean, I think they would rather go to another city than sell.
It would be an awful difficult share there.
Yeah.
On Tillman's terms.
Tillman would have to buy, so it would be where he's got. Because that turns into something that's less expensive for him. It turns into money.
Those are fewer dates.
Fewer dates for concerts.
And
yeah, I didn't even
else.
Think about that.
Yep.
Is that so Tillman's?
It's a difficult.
Does he get concert dates?
I don't know. I don't want to misspeak on it. All I know is that he was not all that enthusiastic about hockey team here.
Yeah,
And even if it's not him, whoever it is, I don't think he thought as feasible as far economically.
I've just seen the way people tune out the Texans and the Astros and the Rockets when they have been bad. A hockey team would be done.
Yeah.
They'd be done. It's just this city, it is what it is. I'm not complaining or whatever, but they don't just say, hey, we're going no matter what. This is a fun venue. It's a fun sport. That's not how it works.
No, Dallas, you know, the Stars came in here and won right away, so which was nice. Otherwise, you think Dallas would be, Vegas went in there and won right away. Otherwise, you think it would be what it is. I mean, you'd have to have a team come in here and win the fan base over in a hurry, and that's not that easy. It happened in those two places. I'm not sure. It doesn't happen everywhere. Hey, this segment was brought to you by Damaris Barbecue, the Hoffee Burger. Have you ever put Hoffee in your mouth? Mm-mm. No?
Mm-mm.
It's layered with all the good stuff, topped with an onion ring,
American,
created by Mr. Ken Hoffman. Try it yourself at either Damaris locations. It is awesome. You know what else is awesome? HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net. I was talking to the guys again yesterday, as a matter of fact. I've been talking to the guys, to the boys a lot lately. As a matter of fact, they're bringing Case Keenum over for us, which is awfully nice. Big Coug, right? The Cougs, Mike Holly, huge Coug, right? So here's the deal. But it doesn't matter. Chris Fisher is an Aggie, and they've got Rice guys working there, UT guys. It doesn't matter what college you went to. It doesn't matter. You want your business to run as efficiently as possible. You want your payroll to get out to your people so that it's absolutely perfect, and it's economically feasible for you to do that, which is better. You spending all kinds of money, time, effort, not doing it well, not doing what everything that you know, because here's the deal. You got to know all about all the tax laws as well. Do you know all of that? Are you proficient in doing payroll for your people? Are you making mistakes? Are you putting too much time and money into it? HRP is a machine. Technologically, they're going to do everything perfectly, and they're going to do it more economically than you possibly can. Go see how much you're paying to put your payroll out there for your people and how much you would save by using HRP. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Jake, you're getting laid off. And we got to pay for McAfee's salary. One of us is getting let go. Jake, it's you. You're last to do nose goes.
I'm flattered that you think I make anywhere near the amount of money that'd be worth for ESPN to get rid of me and pay Pat.
They got to pinch pennies, man. They need all that they could get paying this type of deal. They've already laid off thousands of other people. We're coming at some point.
I mean, if they're laying anyone off here, why not lay off Granato? I mean, the guy's making $5 million a year.
Just let Lance do mornings by himself?
Yeah, maybe why not?
Okay, that
Jake,
was...
Jake just fired you.
Jake just let me go.
Jake wants to let you go.
Jake ass man.
So that they can pay for Pat McAfee's new contract. And really, they could take your money and spread it across the wheelhouse.
Jake ass clown, he let me go?
Wow. He was not trying to fire you for real. He was just trying to... kind of a soft firing.
It was... He was laid off, he said.
Yeah, just laid off.
Because I make $5 million a year?
That's right.
Okay. All right. All right.
If John made $5 million a year, he would die in the studio.
Yeah.
He would never leave. Would definitely die in the studio. There's no chance you would retire. Actually, you would retire faster.
Yeah.
You'd have put in a couple more
years.
There's
also something called a return on investment. Jake, just want to let you know, your return on investment, not great. Okay. So, there's an investment in employees and Jake. Okay. You getting my ass fired over here. Okay. Okay. There's plus minus points. Jake, you're one of them minus ones.
Okay? What? Why are you doing this? Why are you starting this with them?
All right. Did I start it?
Yeah.
Did I bring up ask man? Clown, did I bring up Jake?
Jake, no. Asman.
Asman, yeah.
He's saying your money is who they need to fire, not his money.
Oh, right.
To pay for it. Because for those who don't know, Pat McAfee is joining ESPN. Now, our radio is not affiliated with TV, ESPN TV. However, it's the ESPN name, and their conversation was maybe it's a situation where, hey, Jake just tries to have fun, and you try to hurt his heart. You try to cut his heart out. So anyway,
shots fired.
I know. Let them eat bacon. So anyway, basically, the joke was, the idea was mm-hmm. that ESPN's going to have to pay for Pat McAfee's deal. Pat McAfee left a he's got a 4-year, $120 million contract with FanDuel. He's in the second year of that. He is going to walk away from that. Pat McAfee is going to go to ESPN and do ESPN stuff, which, frankly, I'll just be honest with you. I've had enough of Pat McAfee in my life.
Yeah.
ESPN, like, Pat is a lot. Pat is type A. He is extra.
He's he's
for
gonna,
me, Pat is a lot to take in.
Yeah, he's going to be their new Stephen A. He's going to be white Stephen
A. He'll be white Stephen A. Yeah. With like
all kinds of.
But he's got a lot of, you know, he's a wrestling guy. That makes sense. He's an ADHD kid with no medicine.
Yeah.
Is what he is, you know, so
right.
That's all fine and good, but he is going to be all over ESPN, literally everywhere, every time, every game, everything. So get ready for that. But to pay for him, because they've had to have all those layoffs at ESPN, and now they hire this guy, and their thought is maybe you should go and help pay for, you know, Jake's like trying to keep his job.
Yeah, I know he's trying to keep his
Jake
job.
Jake didn't have a Wendy.
And give. Give
Jake
up
didn't
mine.
Have a Wendy. You've got a Wendy.
He's trying to give up my job. For,
yeah.
So he
you've
can
got
stay?
A Wendy. He doesn't
okay,
have a Wendy.
Okay, that's not a team player. You know what he is? He's a cancer. Jake Asman is a cancer in the locker room. Okay. He's trying to throw everybody else under the bus so he can keep his job. He's the Joel Embiid of this. Well, except without the talent. Okay.
Will you stop? Stop. Stop.
I told those guys the other day they were going after me, and I told them, I said, y'all, you can make fun of me for clearing my throat, and then I'll talk about what a whore your mom is. So don't do it, okay? Don't do it, okay? So because it's not fair. It's not fair. So.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have played that, RJ. That's on me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Did you really say that to them?
Yeah, I did. I told
I figured
them.
You did.
As long as you guys are on the subject.
I almost passed out laughing so hard.
Is Jake the one that mispronounces simple words on purpose? That's Brad. No, that's Brad, Jackie. That's Brad. He does that for whatever reason. I don't know. That's
recipe?
His
recipe?
No. He says progress and stadium. He says stadium.
Instead of stadium?
Yeah, instead of stadium and progress. He says progress.
So he could be from Russia. He could be a Russian plant.
No, you would hide your idiot sayings.
Well, no, it could be it's just slipping out.
No, I don't. No, he does it all the time. He does the same, you know, all the time. He does this. He does this on purpose, and you wouldn't do that.
Remember when Madonna came back from England?
If you were a
Russian
spy, you wouldn't want to bring attention to your
Madonna
stupidity.
Remember when Madonna came back from England and she had like a little bit of an English accent?
Yeah,
like, because she was married to Guy Ritchie, yeah. And all of a sudden she thought she was British. You're from Detroit, okay?
Yeah.
You ain't never going to be from England if you're from Detroit.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
The least English thing in the world.
And Brad's from here. And he says...
But did he go on vacation to England or...
No, you don't...
Did he summer in the Hamptons one time?
He's from... He was in Austin.
Yeah, but did he summer in the Hamptons? Did he ever go somewhere where we're having a great deal of progress now? Well, I think that if we're able to get to the stadium, things are going to be okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Did he ever play polo?
He says process.
Do you know if he
progress.
Played polo? Do you know if he played polo?
I don't know that. He was in Austin with those weirdos. Maybe that's where he picked it up.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
That's a different place now.
Yeah. No. All right, we got a break. 8:26. Nice job. You guys ruined the segment.
Oh, my God.
You guys ruined
I can't
segment,
believe you said, I'll talk about your whore mom. You told that to their face. That's why yeah. They're all probably afraid of you. And yet,
no, they're
Jake's
not.
Still-
no, they're not. They actually laughed at it.
They shouldn't be afraid of you. Keep going after John, guys. It's going to work out one day.
Time to talk about Craig DeSerf. That always works
yeah,
out.
Yeah, no. Craig DeSerf, listen, when you go buy a car from Craig DeSerf, he'll say good things about your lineage and your parents. He's never going to say bad things about them. He's the anti-Granado. He's a guy who's looking out for you and looking out for you to, you know, to really, frankly, get the best deal possible. It benefits him to have you have the best deal possible because you are going to tell your neighbors, your friends, your family members, you'll get a second vehicle. And so they find the best dealer cashback incentives that are being offered. They get you all of them. They get you the best trade-in for your car. They will find whatever the proper APR rate is for you, whether it's finance or lease. And you can tell them. I mean, they're so straightforward and such straight shooters. They will tell you, okay, look, this is not the best program we've seen for leases. If you're looking for a lease, because they did this for me, by the way, they said, wait around a little bit and we will give you a call when a better lease opportunity comes up. And that's what they did. 3 months later, I had a great lease opportunity and jumped into my Chevy Traverse. So make sure that when you're considering a new Chevy, Buick, or GMC, whether it's pickup truck or SUV or a crossover SUV, you consider my friends in Angleton. It's a few extra miles away, but it's worth an extra $1,000 in your pocket, and the customer service is phenomenal. Go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
This is Jose Altuve, and you're listening to Jung and Lance on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Golf Course Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The godfather of Houston sports radio. The preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Working at Gow is like, right, Coupon said this, working at Gow is like driving through a field of claymores.
You got to avoid you know who liked that segment was Jeremy.
Oh, did he?
Jeremy, yeah.
Why, because you're off Jeremy's back?
No, I haven't been on Jeremy's back. I'm never on Jeremy's back.
They're saying now, what the streets are saying is that you and Jake is over. They've overtaken Jeremy versus Cody Stoops. Cody Stoops. The top rider at the station.
Yeah.
You were on Jeremy about Will Levis before the draft.
Yeah.
No. I just said you'd... I wish you would shut up about him. That's all. I don't care. You know, I don't go after him.
You have on several sports takes.
Have you seen
in several sports takes? You didn't you call said, his mom a name.
Have you seen, though, Will Levis practice video?
I saw Will Levis practice. They're like, everyone got it wrong. Levis QB1. My God.
Yeah, no.
Will Levis practice video is right up there with Malik Willis's. You know,
Jamarcus Russell off his
Zach
knees.
Zach Wilson's throwing sideways. Yeah,
right.
Like, oh my God, are we seeing this?
Yeah.
You see what Zach did? You see what Malik did? They threw it sideways, far. Holy, QB1. Who does that in a game? Nobody. Aaron Rodgers. That's it. These little baby. These aren't sons of Aaron. Trust me when I tell you, these are not sons. Malik Willis may get cut after this year, and Zach Wilson is already done. Aaron came to sun him already.
Yep.
His favorite player growing up was Aaron Rodgers, and how classic is that? Seriously, Zach Wilson's favorite player growing up was Aaron Rodgers, and now he's Aaron Rodgers' son. No one's even talked about that.
Yeah. No, his mother, and he loved that Aaron Rodgers is there. They should, so he doesn't catch any more heat because nobody cares about him anymore. Let's get underrated mess in here. He wants to cook. You ready to cook? Let's cook. Underrated mess.
A little bit. All right, fellas. So a couple of things on the script for the NBA are working out according to plan. Same teams in the finals from the bubble. They're going to give LeBron and the Lakers a legit championship this year. And John Morant's going to rise from the woke ashes and become the poster boy for gun violence for the NBA.
I said, let him cook!
Okay, so we didn't even talk about... You got Adam Silver ready? John Morant, obviously, with his issues with another gun video for 115 viewers. 115 viewers. This dude is about to lose how many millions of dollars? Because he's going to be suspended for what? Maybe half the season, 40, 50 games, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And how many millions of dollars is he going to lose because he was showing his gun to 115 people?
Yeah.
This is going to happen. And Adam Silver was with Malik
and
Andrews.
And that's not paid, right? He shouldn't be paid.
No, he's not going to get paid for that.
Paid for that.
No.
Well, okay, here's a legit question. I know no one's considering this, but I heard somebody else throw this out there. You're going to hear Adam Silver basically say, you lied to my face. Is what he's saying. Let's listen to Adam Silver first,
yeah.
And then I want to bring this other topic up.
All right.
We talked directly about the consequences first before we got to a subsequent potential to have done something wrong. We were very focused on the misconduct that was in front of us at the time. And frankly, most of our conversation was about how incredibly serious the first incident was of waving, you know, a firearm on, you know, on social media. And again, you know, and the consequences there, an 8-game suspension was pretty serious and something that he, at least to me, seemed to take incredibly seriously in that time. And we spoke for a long time about not just the consequences that could have on his career, but the safety issues around it. Could have injured, maimed, killed himself, someone else with an act like that. And also the acknowledgement that, as you said, he's a star. I mean, he has an incredibly huge following.
Yeah.
And that my concern, and I thought he shared with me, that millions, if not tens of millions of kids globally would see him as having done something that was celebrating in a way. You know, that act of using a firearm in that fashion. And so I at least was left with the sense that he was taking this incredibly seriously. So honestly, I was shocked.
Yep. That's good.
Okay, now let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
He basically told you, I thought he was taking it seriously. Look, Ja wasn't taking anything seriously. Ja said what he had to say to get back on the court. His agent wrote the script of what he needed to say. He did the
little... Well, all they did was cut and paste. Did you see that it was the same apology as it was in March?
No,
only
it's not.
He just...
pull it up.
No. I'm taking full responsibility. And then he said, instead of saying, I am going to take steps to learn, he said, I am continuing to get...
This phrase, it was almost journey, cut and is paste. The most BS thing. Yeah. This is a journey. A journey, yes, okay. No, life is a journey. That's actually true. But this is basically a time-buying phrase. If you don't want to take responsibility, you just say, life is a journey, and I can't be held responsible. I'm still on this journey, and it's going to take a long time.
He also said that, I know my words may not mean much right
he
now.
He said, he said that in both of them.
He did?
Yes.
Okay, so this is all we got to know. ESPN, by the way, you're culprits for allowing Ja to push his ridiculous...
No, they did the interview with him. Ja knew. Jalen Rose got... Ja was very contrite, and he was sad, and he learned his lesson from this.
Look, we all know how to lie. Every one of us.
Not me.
Every one of us, especially when we're younger. You just tell your parents... I get it every day. Snacks and Mason... lie to me every day and say, yes, no. You're going to put this way. Yeah, yeah. You're not going to do this again. You're going to get your grades. Yeah, I've learned a lesson. No, they don't. No, they haven't. And it's the same way with John Morant. He didn't learn anything. You think somebody learned something in 2 weeks? You think they learned it in 8 games in a month? No, not when this is fundamentally, he's got gang members who are going. I just saw a video of a gang member just yesterday came out on a podcast and said, I tell you what, Ja, you come meet up with us, and we're going to take you, and you're going to have to start getting with this violent life. You're going to have to start throwing fades in the neighborhood. We want you to go through all the violent stuff. We want you to be on edge whenever it's time for somebody to roll up. If you want to throw up sixes, if you want to throw up N's, throw up C's, all that, because they were going through all the stuff he's throwing up, and said, you want to claim this. And he even mentioned Draymond Green. The Draymond, I guess, does that. But Draymond gives back to the community book bags and stuff for kids. So Draymond gets a pass, I guess, I had no idea that Draymond claimed to be affiliated. I know Deshaun does with Bloods. All the slime stuff. Yeah. The slime stuff is a Blood thing, right? So a lot of players. It's crazy now, but gang culture is really inside of sports in a lot of areas. And they can act like it's just music or whatever. But people who are real will tell you, no, it's... You know, it doesn't mean they're in gangs. They just were affiliated through neighborhood and things like that. And so it's part of the culture. You're paying homage to guys from the neighborhood. And it's sad because I think it's tough that you have to come up like that where you have to be on edge for these kids. And they have to be if you're not affiliated, you could be in some danger. And affiliated means you don't have to bang. You just are known for being on the block, whatever. Well, Ja wants to be affiliated. And Ja wants this. And the gang members are like, dude, what are you doing? Do you really want, if you're going to throw up sets that you haven't even fought for, you hadn't had to put in any work, got your ass kicked, you hadn't had to shoot at people, you hadn't had to do anything, and you're trying to do this, they take great offense to that in Memphis. And so, and they want to rock with Ja. They really do. But they want, as somebody who's made it, you know, as somebody who, you know, kind of acknowledge, you could acknowledge them without trying to do all this stuff. And It's pissing people off in Memphis. He's pissing the wrong people off in Memphis, too, by the way. And, Ja, this isn't something that changes in a month. This is something that will have – this is going to take a long time. So I ask you this. I'm going to ask you this. Do you think there's any chance the NBA takes away his contract? Because they could under the bylaws of their contract of their collectively bargained agreement. I think a 1 year suspension would be best for Ja. Not 40, not 50. Take him out for a year. No payment, a year. He's going to lose all of his. Then he'll know what he can lose. Let him sit out for an entire year and find out what he could lose. If it's good for Calvin Ridley, if the NFL said, we're not playing this, the NBA should say, we're not playing this. You lied right to your commissioner's face. You had no intention of making any changes. You didn't change. You just said out loud what you needed to say. Yeah. And now and you know what? I learned a lot of this stuff from talking to Chives, our buddy from the show. So Chives is somebody I know about the issues he's had. Right. And he had like serious alcohol issues. Right. And he even told me, like, he finally went to rehab after years because he has, you know, he's about to die. And Chives just said, dude, the changes I've seen that guy make, and he said, Lance, this is a long, to deprogram yourself
yeah.
was really hard.
He's not, yeah, it's not, it wasn't, it didn't happen in a month for Chives. No, Ja was contrite, said all the right things, got back on the court, did his stuff, and then he said, you know what, this is the life that I'm living.
You sound like a Fed talking about gang culture.
Well,
I mean, it is true, though, Dusty. It's what I'm saying is true, and what people will tell you. I mean, it's Ja hasn't had to do the stuff.
No, he absolutely hasn't. And, you know, he's trying to live the life for whatever reason that guys who he, cause he grew up nothing like that. It's just so it's, if I'm his parents, I got to tell you, I am whooping that ass. I just can't believe that you would be so stupid. Honestly, it's one of the dumbest moves an athlete has ever that I remember. Mm-hmm. I know Antonio Brown
What's
has
the benefit?
Antonio Brown has mental health problems. That hit that he took from Vontaze Burfict changed him. His life changed. He has some real issues. Antonio Brown does. This is just plain stupid. I know Draymond, he risks his life every time he goes on the court.
He said
I know.
That.
I know. He risks his life, so maybe that's why, you know, he's got PTSD. I don't know. But this is one of the dumbest moves I've ever
seen
for an athlete.
There's no benefit.
There's zero benefit.
The benefit is, and this is the generation of having to grow up in social media and have Ja thinks he's playing towards a certain, like he wants to be respected inside the culture, this, that, or the other. It really doesn't make any sense at all. There is no actual benefits.
Yeah.
There are no actual benefits at all. What's the best benefit that he's hoping that people from the streets will love him? Like, what's I don't understand what his. You can still have that by giving back to communities, by building rec centers, by taking your money and helping people who need help, by building schools like LeBron did. People will love you for that. This is like, for him to think that this is the way is wild to me.
Yeah.
That he thinks, because you're right, it's a move with no upside. Everything he's doing has no upside to it.
All right, 8:45. There's some differing opinions on this, but we got to get also some cooking in here when we come back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, I'm talking about your prostate. Well, that's how BK would say it. It's you have a prostate problem. No,
not how we say
it's a
it.
Prostate. It's a prostate, BK. That's how you're supposed to pronounce it, prostate, because we're American and that's how we pronounce it. Here's the deal: if you have a prostate issue, you need Doc Manavis. If you are getting up in the middle of the night a bunch, if you can't start, you can't stop. If you feel like you know you can't hold it anymore. Whatever the case may be, you go to a game and you got to go to the bathroom 20 times. It's bad. I mean, it's horrible. You might have an enlarged prostate. If you have an enlarged prostate, listen, if you have ED problems, it might be an enlarged prostate. It could well be. And Doc says 100% of her clients that have ED problems because of an enlarged prostate, she has fixed 100%. Complete resolution of ED. So you're looking for a great way to stop this. And oh, by the way, the effects of having an enlarged prostate, the urinary tract infections, kidney problems, all kinds of different stuff that ain't good, and a quality of life. Do you want to live like this still? No, you want to get rid of it. And it takes 45 minutes with an IV. It's not surgery. It's an IV. That's all it is. So if you have any kind of if you have these issues, go get an ultrasound, an MRI, and let Doc tell you whether or not you have BPH, which is an enlarged prostate, all at 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here. People want to cook at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. Julian's been wanting to cook. Let's get him in here. Hey, Julian.
Whoa! It's a great day to be alive. Rockets got the number 4 pick. The Spurs got the number 1 pick. And LeBron lost. Y'all have a wonderful day.
That ain't cooking. You ain't cooking
terrible.
Nothing.
That's terrible.
You're actually enjoying the Rockets' misery. I honestly got out of my car this morning. I slammed the door. I was so pissed off that they didn't get that they finished
Astros.
Even
almost,
if it was third, did
Astros
you see
almost
though,
nice and
did
all.
You see Portland wants to get rid of the third pick?
Do they?
Windhorse reported that Portland's willing to give up that third overall pick. What would you give up to move up one spot?
If I'm the Texans, it'd be multiple firsts. If I go by the Nick Caserio trade chart,
yeah,
I'll give up probably five different picks.
That was named the worst move of the offseason. It was.
Well, we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah, we'll see how it turns out.
I would give up multiple first-round picks to move up. No, to move up one spot, flip-flop and give them Kenyon Martin Jr. Of course, you have to sign him.
Kenyon Martin Jr.
Tell you what.
No, they'd want more than that.
What about Deshaun?
Listen, this is one
could
spot.
I interest you in
this
Deshaun?
Is like moving from.
Could
in
I
the
interest
NFL,
you in a chubby point guard?
This is like moving from 12 to 2 in the NFL draft because that one spot is really. There's a huge difference between.
It appears to be, yeah.
Yeah. There's a huge difference between the third and fourth players in this draft. And the Blazers apparently, I don't think they're keeping Dame. I think the Blazers might be just going, you know what? We're going to start young. How about this?
So here's the rumor.
Rockets, give us your 20th pick this your fourth. Give us your 20th and your first next year.
Here's the rumor. The Rockets last year, one of the reasons on lottery day last year when they got the third pick, one of the reasons that they said, how about the Rockets have been horse poo 2 straight years and they've gotten the third and fourth pick?
Yeah.
God almighty.
They got so far it's the second, third, and fourth now. They're moving down.
having
the worst record.
The worst team in basketball over the last 3 years, they've got 2, 3, 4. But so let me ask you this question. One of the rumors I heard that was pretty well substantiated was that one of the reasons the Rockets put out there last year, on the day of the lottery, the Rockets, Rafael Stone was, you know, he was on audio saying, hey, we will consider, you know, basically we will consider moving this pick. Like we may move this pick for something else. And what he wanted to do was put it out there so that other teams would know that was a possibility because the Rockets thought there was a particular, I don't know who it was, but there was a player out there who they thought might be available on a team that was a very good high-end player. So they wanted to make sure that everyone knew that third pick was available and then nothing came of it. I don't know what kind of value the fourth pick will have around league circles, how they evaluate these players. I'm not going to pretend to know. I know how they evaluate them because there's some good players that we thought it was, you know, kind of a three-man then Jade and Ivy last year. And it turns out there were some pretty good players in last year's draft as well. If other teams view this, like I'm curious if you could see, Kevin Porter Jr. feels like a contract offload. And you can get rid of the contract whenever you want, so it's not really an offload. But Kenyon Martin Jr. is going to be a restricted free agent. Like, okay, the fourth pick in Jabari Smith. For a high-end player, is there a possibility and a future first for a high-end player? Would you give up Jabari a first next year
and the fourth
this year for Dame Lillard? Would you do that for Dame Lillard?
Dame Lillard.
He's a little older, though.
No. No, I'm not. I'm not.
I wouldn't either. I'd want somebody in their mid 20s.
I'm not doing that. And Dame has got only so much left. And this is not a short term thing. Just like the James Harden. As a matter of fact, even Jerome Solomon this morning in the Houston Chronicle said, "There's a lot of talk about James Harden coming here. Don't do it, Rockets. It's not worth it. It's not worth the short term health that you're going to get.
You don't learn.
It's gonna have long term consequences.
Right.
So use that money. Spend that money better. Then you're not gonna pay. You're gonna pay $30 million a year for. You're gonna pay $30 or $40 million a year for Dame. For what? For what? He's not taking you with this team to any new heights. Or maybe to the playoffs. Maybe to a first round. Maybe to what Portland does every year. Although Portland did get further than the first round. So. But no, would you give up because you got so many draft picks, you're so young, give up your fourth, give up your 20th, and give up Brooklyn's next year? Here's the thing about it though. I don't think that they love Scoot. If it was Brandon Miller, I think they might do it. But Brandon Miller is going to be gone. He's going to Charlotte. Charlotte doesn't need Scoot. They've got LaMelo. Charlotte is going to take Brandon Miller. If it was Charlotte, if they could get Brandon Miller, I think they might do all that. Why do you need all these? Do you need more young players? With all the young players that you have on this roster, what the Rockets need is to get older, right?
Well, they need to get more. They need to mature.
Yeah.
I don't know if they need to get older, but I mean, they're naturally going to get older, but I would say they need to learn to be pros.
Well,
by whatever means that is, and that's going to be older, more experienced players.
Here's the problem, and here's the problem with finishing fourth, is what's the value of that fourth pick now? Maybe with the third pick, they could go and they could pick up if they had the third pick and they don't love Scoot, they could go and get a good veteran, a really good veteran with that pick. What are you getting with the fourth pick? For Amen, what are you getting for him?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be.
I don't know. And once again, maybe he's not even a fourth pick. Maybe it's someone else.
No, it's probably Amen.
It probably is based on the way the NBA had all those players come out, which I thought was weird. I know they've done it, but I just think it's so weird. You had the Thompson twins, not hold me now, but there's somebody named the Thompson twins that aren't music related. You have the Thompson twins. You had, Scoot Henderson, and who was the other one they had out there?
What, at four?
Last night.
Oh.
At the lottery. It was Scoot, Thompson twins, and then who was the fourth guy out there?
I forget who the fourth person was. I forget.
Brandon Miller. And then you have...
Was Brandon Miller?
Yeah. And then you have Victor Wembanyama on TV. Why are they even... I get that they're in Chicago for the combine. I understand that. I just don't understand, like, you had him out there for a... envelope ceremony.
I had this scenario. If you're looking to trade the fourth pick, I know it would be a stretch. However, I'm in fear that Boston's not going to trade Jaylen Brown. He'll sign the Supermax, so
they
he stays.
Can't trade him then.
However, there is a team that I think is willing or may be looking to blow it up after this year. So what if you trade your four? I don't know what collection of players you'll give up. You know, maybe a couple Brooklyn picks. Trade that to Los Angeles, not the Lakers, to the Clippers for Paul George.
Meh. Paul George is never around. I don't want a guy that's never around. Do you want a guy that's never around? I don't know. I know Paul George makes you better. He's a, you know, is Paul George going to want to come here and, you know, vie for a playoff spot as opposed to playing with Kawhi? I mean, honestly, is it... Well, as opposed to not playing with Kawhi. Either way, he's not playing with Kawhi, I guess. So there's that. I don't know. I'm all mad on everything. Right now, this is a day of mourning for the Rockets. It's a day of mourning. Of all of the outcomes, this is about the worst, if you want to know the truth. Maybe sixth would have been even worse, but four is bad enough. 859 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for you to talk about John Daspit.
Well, I'm glad I get to talk about John Daspit because he passionately pursues justice for the injured. John and I were talking yesterday, and a lot of these – look, I'm just going to tell you right now, John's really good. He's really good at getting you settlements. when it comes to you being injured through someone else's negligence. And that's what it's all about, is making sure that he not only wins, but that he wins big for you. Because what you don't understand is that a lot of times with these really serious injuries and serious accidents, there is going to be a price to be paid down the road as well. And it can be with, you know, injury. It could be with physical therapy that lasts a long, long time. I was in PT with the guy who had a car accident that jacked his knee up. He was a listener of the show. And, man, he's been going in for like several years, and it's still super swollen. And, my gosh, I think about that. And that's something John Daspit always thinks about, that there are accidents you think you're just going to go bounce right back to being you. A lot of times that's not the case. So you need somebody who's going to work for you, because you're going to have to live with that pain and suffering potentially. You have to live with additional medical bills, additional physical therapy. So much to consider, and John Daspit does consider that for you. And he is going to help you and help take care of you, where the insurance companies, the lawyers for them, they are just thinking about the insurance company's just thinking about, hey, what's the smallest settlement we can give this person? And John Daspit's saying, what's the most fair settlement that you can give this person? And that's what John Daspit's all about. He's the best in the state of Texas. He's the biggest here in the city of Houston, second biggest in the state, and he's growing and growing and growing because he's good. Call 713-CALL-NOW if you need help. 713-CALL-NOW, or go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.